Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Marlon Johnson and you're listening to Contemplations. Thank you so much for joining us, especially at this wonderful time of the year, graduation season. I was at a graduation celebration for a young friend recently, and he mentioned that he'd be coming by to have some conversations. He wanted to seek my wisdom to help him as he navigates forward in life as an adult. Now, I could offer some observations, but wisdom, well, that's a whole other thing. But it did bring to mind for me that I had written a chapter in my book, The Contemplations of Jan Zakovna, that could be helpful. Chapter 53, the final chapter, is titled The Exhortation. It is set in a situation where young people in a village are going through their maturity trials. They go in as teenagers and come out as men and women. And this chapter was framed as a speech to those who are successful and are getting ready to move on to the next stage of life. So, let me share this with you in light of the spirit of graduation. And hopefully, it can be helpful. Maybe you have your own thoughts and advice that you share with young people as they move on in life. Please do so. For every generation stands upon the shoulders of those who walked before them. And if you are willing, share this episode with other people, along with your own thoughts. The Contemplations of Jan Zakovna, Chapter 53, The Exhortation. My children, I am referring to you thus for the last time, for you have come of age, and I am very pleased to address each of you henceforth as brother or sister. You are young and wise and strong. Go forth and take chances, lots of chances. Please, I assure you that, yes, you are likely to get burnt a few times, but at the end of the day, all shall be well with you. I smile, for many of us elders gathered here are offering you wise counsel that we ourselves have not taken, or that we still have yet to act upon. Our advice is prudent, the wisdom of the ages. I sit here telling you to be bold, yet fear often binds my own feet from action. No one can force you through the doors of opportunity until you are ready. Remember, you have chosen to seek out the way to the Creator. You believe that when you align your thinking with what the Creator intends for you, great things happen. No matter what situation you find yourself in, I shall depend on you to look for the guide to determine where you need to be and what you need to do. Allow these forces to come together, the Creator's will, and those gifts of strength and wisdom granted you. I leave it to you to determine how to make this connection work for you in your own unique way. You are young, and you pass this way, walk this road only once. Take a lot of shots at your targets. Don't be the one who held his arrow until the time ran out, afraid to miss. Launch the shot over and over again. You may very well miss, but life will work out because choices lead to growth. You will learn something. Do not leave the field regretting not having taken the shot when you had the chance. When you do walk away, there should only be gratitude in your heart. We are told that the teacher from the East began his speaking out at 30 years of age. Knowing what was to come, surely even that man had doubts and hesitations. It takes time to ready your mind for the struggle that lies between you and your goals. But that is the beauty of youth, an unlimited belief that you can win. Do not sit idly by, trapped in hesitation, until the fire in your belly goes out. There are many burned out, empty shells walking about, pretending to still be human. Having not acted on their own fires, they seek to control those of you, the youth. Your life is yours. Be bold and deal with what consequences may come. Learn and grow. Remember always to be that light, even when doing so is a lonely and terrifying thing. Someone out there in the dark is awaiting the signal of your action, the encouragement of your light. Be bold, therefore. You are a wonderfully, intentionally created person. Asomiseed. I'm going to leave it there, that chapter 53 exhortation, and remind me, that life is best lived when we can line ourselves up with our Creator's intention for us. There are plans out there for each person, special assignments, things to achieve on this earth, relationships to be built, people to help, things to be done to help others flourish, ways to be a blessing. Seek out that direction, the one the Creator intended for you. Find that path. Make your mark. Don't waste the opportunity on this earth to align with the Creator and do your part to get His mission accomplished. For that is how meaningful, eternal things happen. Eternal things. Help someone along. Be light. Be that light. Someone is looking for you to move. Someone is looking for you to be their inspiration. And you can do it. God bless you and give you guidance and protection.